We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's take a look globally at the pandemic. Matt McGarry joining us live from overseas. Matt, just how closely are people paying attention around the world to the social distancing guidelines?
Good morning, Susan. It varies from country to country, and I think part of the problem is that a lot of these restriction orders, these lockdown orders, have been so quick and so reactionary that there's not any clear delineated message in any one particular country. So, for example, you know, I was researching this morning, and I found this great story here about cops in Britain turning to technology to try and monitor people who they feel are breaking, you know, the essential travel rules, the lockdown rules, and they're using drones. So there's one particular police force in Britain that has people talking this morning. It's being criticized after releasing online drone footage showing people out walking their dogs and hiking in a remote part of Britain called the Peak District. And the police said it clearly shows people violating orders against essential travel. But many people are not happy with this kind of surveillance. And this morning they're calling it the worst kind of nanny policing. They're calling it intrusive. Lots of people went on Twitter to point out that the people shown in the video don't even appear to be violating the social distancing regulations.
Wow.
There's a lot of feedback on that.
I'm sure governments are saying, well, so be it. But, are there fines or penalties? Or are they being arrested?
Right now in Britain, it's only extending to warnings, and the police are trying to get people to cooperate in a sort of friendly way. It depends on different countries. In Jordan, they did have a restrictive order. People were being arrested if they came out of their homes. And that only lasted about 4 days because so many people were being arrested. They didn't know what to do with them all, so they had to ease those restrictions a little bit. In Singapore this morning, they've put in very restrictive regulations that if you're spotted out in public anywhere within 3 feet of anyone else who's not a family member, you're going to go to prison.
We saw this morning, too, Matt, that in the U.K., Abbey Road is finally getting a facelift of, you know, finally they don't have the crowds of people there and they can paint that famous crosswalk.
I think, you know, look, if there's any kind of upside to any of this, I suppose it is the fact that some of these famous sites around the world, even, you know, this is a good time to get a facelift, a kind of a makeover where, you know, people are always traveling there almost every day of the year. They'd be very disappointed to show up and see, you know, one of their favorite attractions closed down. So, you know, it makes sense for local councils to try and use this time to do some housekeeping.
Right, and cleaning too. Matt McGarry joining us from overseas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.